We headed to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light, and don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout the state of Pennsylvania. I'm Jim Galante. I'm along with Dustin Hawkinsmith, and it's quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And it was nice seeing the teams back on the field over the weekend. Lucky for us, that was just week one. There's no better place to get in on all of the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To add to the excitement of week two, DraftKings Sportsbook is bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new users the chance to turn $1 into $100 when they bet on any team. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code KSN when you sign up to get this can't-miss offer. Pick any team during week two, bet $1 on them, and win $100 if they win. That's $1 to win $100 when you use promo code KSN during signup. For a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim. He's Dustin. Dusty, I advised one of my nephews to take advantage of this offer from DraftKings. He bet his dollar. He won $100. And how much gratitude do you think I'm going to see?
I think you're going to get a high, you're going to get a high five, but nothing on the monetary front. That's my guess.
My guess is you're right, Dustin. All right. We did have college football this past weekend. It was great to see. What were your takeaways from this weekend?
I think just one general kind of sweeping takeaway is that we all have to adjust to life. And if we didn't know this by now, I don't know what we've been paying attention to, but just a new normal when it comes to sports, a new normal when it comes to college football. And that goes beyond not having the Big Ten and the Pac-12 in action. Obviously, in our neck of the woods, for what we do, that is a big void that we're hoping is going to be soon filled. But I think just when it comes to empty stands, when it comes to inactives, when you have, I think it was Georgia Southern who had 30 plus inactive players for a variety of reasons, whether that's, you know, unknown test results or positive tests or suspensions or whatever. You're having games that are pushed back. You have flexibility built into the schedule that these teams will use when they need to. Notre Dame being in the ACC is going to take a little bit of getting used to, but I think I speak for everybody who follows college football when you say this is something that we're all willing to get used to. It was just nice to have Saturday football back, and I think that was, for me, the biggest takeaway is that it renewed a little slice of normalcy. Obviously hoping Big Ten, Penn State is back and renews the rest of it. But I think we're all starting to wrap our heads around all this. Everybody who watches baseball has wrapped their heads around not having fans there. The NBA being in a bubble and it looking like a auxiliary gymnasium, that's something that people are getting used to. This is just another thing, but I think it's a trade-off that we will all gladly take after the past 6 months that we've had.
I don't think I will miss the crowd until Penn State's on the field playing a night game, and it should have been a whiteout.
Yeah.
Until then, I'm okay, and I'm okay with them funneling in some fake crowd noise. I'm okay with it. It's college football. I wanted to talk to you a little bit, Dustin, about things that happen on the field, and I'm going to give you my first takeaway from the weekend about actual football. And I want to talk to you about the Big 12. Do you realize that Iowa State lost to Louisiana? Not Louisiana State, not LSU, the defending national champs. Kansas State lost to Arkansas State, not Arkansas from the Southeast Conference, Arkansas State. And yeah. Kansas lost to Coastal Carolina. these are all Sun Belt teams. The Sun Belt is 3-0 against the Big 12.
Yeah.
And one more game. And I didn't notice this till today. Texas Tech beat Houston Baptist, not Houston, but Houston Baptist by 2 points. And Houston Baptist apparently missed a 2-point conversion late in the game that would have tied it. Not only that, but the previous week, Houston Baptist lost to North Texas by 26 points. What does this tell you about the Big 12?
That they weren't ready. That they weren't ready to play. I mean, league-wide, you're looking at, you know, there are different degrees of disappointment if you're a fan of Big 12 football. But also, I think just it circles back to your hanging your hat on your Oklahoma and your Texas, and we'll see what Oklahoma State can do. I expect them to fail in some way along the way, but you need your elite team or your elite teams to be elite, and there's immediately the Big 12 season is derailed. You're going to need an Oklahoma to go unbeaten if they want to be part of a playoff situation. So I think just not being prepared, not having your head adjusted for this kind of new normal that I mentioned earlier, and not I think self-motivation is an interesting thing to look at when you have no crowd to feed off of, and these guys just were not ready to play football, Jim, and these underdog teams were, and I think that it's always a factor in college football, but I think under the circumstances, preparedness and readiness and self-starting are going to be huge themes, especially early in the season while all these teams are trying to find their legs. They're trying to find their rhythm and stride.
Coastal Carolina, Dustin. This is incredible. All right. To me, it's funny, and I think the Big 12 is going to spend the rest of the season they won't be able to make up for this because there's not going to be any major cross-sectional game for them to show, the Big 12 is actually pretty good. Their out-of-conference games were against three Sun Belt teams, and they lost all three of them. I wanted to ask you about another game that I found fascinating. Florida State lost an opener again to Georgia Tech, and I don't think this is a real good Georgia Tech team. What's going on in Seminole land?
Well, I mean, I think there are a lot of Willie Taggart apologists saying, okay, he wasn't the only issue. I think, you know, Penn State experienced this when your program gets into the weeds and when your program gets depleted and when it's kind of across the board where you've had a lot of recruiting misses and your level of talent has plummeted to a point. There's not really a snap your fingers and get out of it solution. There's almost never that solution. And you've had coaches who've experienced rapid rises out of situations like that. But I think Penn State fans can relate to Florida State on some level. Penn State, with all those scholarship limitations, they really took their toll. But the program stayed afloat in such a unbelievable way through Bill O'Brien, through the early years of James Franklin. For Penn State to have not reached this level of despair that Florida State did through everything that they went through, boy, I think Penn State fans should be feeling more grateful, I think. To bring that back to, you know, what we do and what we talk about here. Florida State is in a tough situation, a tough spot. They've got tradition on their side. And I think when you have that and you can take the program into the future and still lean on your past a little bit, there's still some hope. But this is not an encouraging situation for Florida State. And I've seen people who are, I don't know much about where Georgia Tech's at, but I think I've seen people who are very much high on where Georgia Tech could be going. But I think you're right. This was not a very good Georgia Tech team. It just happens to be a worse Florida State team.
And to rub a little salt in the wounds, apparently the freshman quarterback for Georgia Tech had originally committed to Florida State, then decommitted and ended up at Georgia Tech and beating them. All right, we talked about some of the disappointments. Some of the big teams, let's go Clemson and Oklahoma, they both pretty much showed that they're still Clemson and Oklahoma.
Yeah, through all of it, I mean, really encouraging start for Clemson. Hard to believe that they're not, you know, I don't know if anybody but maybe Notre Dame can kind of stand in their way, which is still hard for me to say. It's hard for me to understand and comprehend that. But Clemson is still very much Clemson, dominant team. Trevor Lawrence said he was graduating in December. This is probably his last ride. I think he looks ready for that. And I think you're right about Oklahoma too. Spencer Rattler looks to be the next guy, you know, and as long as they're loading up on these types of talent at quarterback, that's how Oklahoma has stayed in this race every single year for the playoff. And I would expect them to be right there with it. By the way, Pitt is ranked for whatever it's worth. Now, 40% of college football, of Power Five college football teams are not playing. So it makes it a little bit easier. But the University of Pittsburgh is a ranked football team right now.
Not only are they ranked, but they mercy ruled Austin Peay, correct? They ended up playing 10-minute quarters in the second half.
So talk about new normal. They implemented their own mercy rule. And everybody's just like, well, do what you got to do under the circumstances. Let's just get this game in the books.
Wasn't it like 42-0 at halftime?
It was 42-0 at halftime. Yeah. So I think, you know, have mercy on everybody. But it's just so fun where we're at that they can just decide at halftime, like, yeah, you know what? Let's just play 10-minute quarters the rest of the way. It's just funny. It's just where college football is. And I don't think anybody really blinks twice. They don't think anything of it. Okay, play 10-minute quarters then. That's fine.
Well, and I think this needs to be asked, Dustin. Has anyone yet among the Pitt fans declared them as national championship contenders? And is Kenny Pickett now a Heisman Trophy candidate?
Well, they are unbeaten, and they're projected to go unbeaten the rest of the way if you just do the simple math. So, yeah, I would imagine they are.
Pitt can be an easy target. I probably shouldn't be doing that. Was there anything else that stuck out to you this first weekend, Dustin?
I think just having football back is a big deal. Having your powers, Clemson and Oklahoma, as you suggested, looking like powers. I think that was the biggest takeaway, because these teams are going to be the ones that are still left standing when the dust all starts to settle.
Them and Pitt will be the ones that are still standing. All right. That is it for our show, Dustin. Thank you very much. Hopefully next week we will be talking about Penn State getting on the field, and we'll be talking about what their schedule looks like. Keep your fingers crossed. That's it for our show. Please join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiasts, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes, or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com, and use code KSN at checkout. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is bringing back their can't-miss offer. All new users can place a $1 bet on any team during Week 2, and if that team wins, you win $100. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.